Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Well, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the friend zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Hello and welcome to the friend zone with me, Tim Batt, and me, Guy Montgomery. Just kidding, here's a guy. I was handing him his mic.
Yeah, that was a visual gag.
Always good on a podcast.
Tim was holding two different mics. Oh my God, we got so many. Holy shit.
Yeah, these go back a bit. Can I start with a real humdinger? And I'd also like to say, hi everyone. We've started chucking up all the old Patreon eps on the mainstream. So the director's commentary, I'd be tempted to say, was a mistake. We move away from that format in a bit, but there's a few of them. So you can listen to them or not. They're pretty long. The one for Southland Tales, I've got to be honest, I took a really bad turn in trying to describe what was happening on screen and in the plot, and that movie defies sense. So that was a misstep on my behalf.
Southland Tales, though, if you have enough drugs,
yeah,
well worth the adventure, perhaps.
Absolutely. The cast alone is... Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to do a Friend Zone episode where we hear from our mates.
Yes. And you say you've got a humdinger ready and locked
this is
and loaded.
From so long ago as well. Sorry about that, Alan. So the subject line is, worst idea of all time, maybe saved my life, definitely my car. Here's from Alan. I'll get right to it. I was carjacked at gunpoint the night of American Thanksgiving outside my parents' house. I'm okay, no worries.
Do you want a lesson in getting right to the point? Because this guy's serving one up right now.
Alan's done it. Everyone pay attention to Alan.
I'm
going to
get right to the point. I was carjacked at gunpoint.
Two fellas took my car key and phone and hopped in my partner's recently purchased Prius. I think they were having trouble getting the car started, maybe because it doesn't have a key ignition. But when they did, something pretty great happened. My phone automatically connected to the car's Bluetooth and started absolutely blasting episode 44 of The Worst Idea of All Time. I then ran inside and locked the door. I'm not sure what happened outside next, but they didn't manage to get the car in drive and left it. I found my phone the next morning in some bushes down the street using some fancy GPS work. All in all, things turned out okay. We've still got the car, and maybe there are two new fans of the potty creeping around the streets of Louisville, Kentucky. Thanks for the podcast. Excited to see what you all do next. From Alan. Holy shit, the efficiency on that tale.
Yeah, that was one of the best letters we've received. Thank you very much for your correspondence, Alan. Sorry to hear about the incident, but glad to hear that everything resolved itself quite neatly.
How freaked out would you be if you were a robber and you went and carjacked a car and you started it up and two Kiwi voices were just shouting about a movie to you?
They don't sound experienced, and so it would be quite off-putting. Like, if you knew what you were doing, you'd just turn the stereo off and you'd be like, shut up, I've got to focus.
Exactly.
You're in there and there are two, like, because it would be potentially the sound of two, like, depending on what state we're in, we could have sounded like we were also in the car.
Should I look up episode 44 and see if we can determine from the title which one it was?
Absolutely. I am going to respond to a message here. This one was sent to us on the 14th of January this year from Andrea, and it's a great message. You're going to love this.
I'm looking forward to it, Guy.
I don't even know if you'll still reply on this account, but it's worth an attempt. What mic did you boys use for the podcast? Right now, you hear us recording on some Shure
SM58s.
SM58s, the most reliable microphone in show business. But in Tim's studio, we use something entirely different.
You can pour a beer directly into those SM58s, and they'll still work in a gig. It's the MXL something. They're pretty cheap. They're green and gold. You'll find them on Amazon for like $80 US. They're not that great. It's just that we've got excellent voices. That's the real secret sauce.
I am just catching up on some other messages that we've got here. A bit of correspondence through February. It's from James Hatfield, who sent a link, and he's written.
Is James Hatfield an astronaut, or am I imagining that?
Doesn't look like one on his profile photo. He says, may not be out of the woods yet, boys. And he sent a link to the website news.com.au with a picture of Kim Cattrall and the headline, kill off Samantha at the start of Sex and the City 3.
Wait, that's his instruction or the name of the article?
That was the name of the article. He was just like, watch out. Another one here from our friend Harry, around the similar time, who's sent us a link saying, well, this looks pretty final. Enjoy your freedom, boys. Another link, this one from Jezebel with the headline, Kim Cattrall has had it with Sir Jessica Parker's bullshit condolences. They really have had a falling out, these two, haven't they?
Hugely. And I like that they brought it to Twitter for all of us to enjoy outwardly. But it was actually like, it was sad as well, because what kicked off this recent public tirade was the death of a family member, which is always such a hard thing to go through, and to have to bloody be battling celebrity relationships while you're grieving, not what you want. It's
Have you been any celebrity feuds recently?
Mainly just that one, to be honest.
You were part of it?
Yeah. Oh, did you say, have I been a part of any celebrity feuds? No, I haven't, on account of me not being a celebrity guy.
You can still get involved.
How so? Just jump in.
Just put your 2 cents in, yeah.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were smart enough to conceive of a way to kick off a celebrity feud.
We can do that.
Who?
It's all about misinformation, isn't it?
Surely. You know those...
Who do you want to see feuding?
Do you know what a deep fake is?
Vladimir Feudin.
Vladimir Feudin. Oh, I like Putin, I see. Do you know what a deep fake is?
No.
It's like a video where they can put your face onto a body that isn't yours,
no.
And it's convincing. So there's probably sex tapes out there that are like constructed with celebrities' faces put on normal people's bodies.
Undoubtedly.
That aren't real. So if we just got our hands on some computing power, you know, went to Weta Workshops in Wellington, got them to render up a few deepfakes, we could finally break up Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Oh, wow. You love Ryan Reynolds, though. Why would you want to
do
that?
I know, because I want him for myself.
I want him for me. A little message here. The worst idea of all time. Listen to The Worst Idea of All Time Season 2 for my last 2 8-hour shifts. I just want to know where Coffee Guy's going and see if the Rat King finally takes over New York.
What do you think they're up to these days, those crazy kids?
Well, I mean, Brady has somehow persuaded his mother to run for the mayoralty of New York. Governor of New York.
Mm.
Steve was the mayor, right? I mean,
currently...
Was Steve not the mayor during...
Yeah, you got it.
Brady's pulling a lot of... I mean, that guy wields more power than anyone gives him credit for. He's a terrifying figure. As for Dickbot, I think he's laying low. Under the, you know, the harsh glare of the spotlight with relations between America and Russia and having Russian parts inside of him, I'd say he's probably sort of somewhere in Colombia, perhaps.
Oh, Colombia.
Yeah.
What a lovely spot to hide out.
Yeah,
so warm and so fresh.
Absolutely. We got here, someone's made a Photoshop for us for Zoccoli pasta. Organic, please. Carbohydrate and fiber-free Zoccoli pasta. It's water and plastic. Hello, boys. I was re-listening to some of the first episode of Season 3 and made this mess for you all. Also, Blaze Pizza opened in my lovely home of Durham, North Carolina, and I get mad every time I have to drive past it. So that's nice.
Durham.
Durham.
Durham. I'm trying to assess on the fly again. It's this old, my favorite game of all. Have I read this email before? I'm going to start it and you interrupt me, okay, guy?
Only if you have.
Yes. Yeah, either way. This is from Edward. Dear you two, lovely, lovely man, I do not apologize for this lengthy message.
Uh-oh.
Storm brewing. I've only been a fan of the podcast for about half a year now. One of my old co-workers, who's known for his roaring laughter, is a big podcast fan and turned me into you boys. Correct spelling, I and a Z. We call it Z.
Turned us in. Turned him in. Not on.
Turned in. Me onto you boys. Oh. Turned me into you boys, but we're dealing with some sort of wizard.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a mad scientist.
Or a crook.
While working, he would constantly interrupt the silence by laughing to himself. The rest of my co-workers and I always wondered what he could possibly be listening to that made him laugh all the time. Guess what? It was you two lovely guys. The worst idea of all time really caught on with the rest of us, and I can confidently say you have at least two fans from Wisconsin. I thought
what a statement of confidence.
Yeah. We're huge in Wisconsin. Two fans. Chalk it up. More than one.
How many people live in Wisconsin?
Several. More than one.
Two's not bad then.
I thought the whole premise of the podcast was absolutely absurd, but exciting simultaneously. For whatever reason, I was tickled by the thought of a couple silly Kiwis watching the same movie 52 times over the course of a year. When I heard that the first movie was Grown Ups 2, it really sealed the deal. Boy, was I in for a treat. Here's a little background that may or may not provide some clarity to my excitement for Grown Ups 2.
5.795 million.
That's pretty close to New Zealand.
It's more.
I know it's more, guy, but it's pretty close. For whatever reason, my dad has always been a fan of Adam Sandler. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of many of Sandler's classics. But my dad watches every godforsaken film the man puts out. Naturally, he watched the first Grown Ups around the time it was released, and my dad loved it. Because of this, my dad, my younger siblings, and I constantly quoted this movie when we needed a laugh. Ever since, Grown Ups has always had a special place in my heart. Pardon me for getting a little sentimental. Back to business. I've had an on and off again relationship with your podcast, mostly due to my work and school, but I managed to get through season one. No one tells you you're going to be broke and jobless once you graduate from college, so I recently moved back to my hometown to pursue a master's degree in teaching. I'm going to be a Spanish teacher.
Good idea. Broke and jobless? You know what the fix for that is?
More study.
More college.
Yeah. Upskill. Muy bueno. To pay for school, I work in their office as a graduate assistant. From September to October, I plowed right through seasons 2 and 3. I drive my girlfriend to and from work every day, so she was forced to listen to your struggles, but is now actually quite fond of you boys. Anyway, wanted to let you know that I finally achieved my dream of catching up to you boys. I think you should pursue your dream of getting a job, my friend.
I love my favorite fans are those who sort of just through the overwhelming willpower of the genuine listener, a sort of Stockholm syndrome into tolerating the idea of the podcast, you know?
Oh, what, the people they bring along, yeah. Do you mean? Yeah, that's my favorite.
The people who come to your live comedy show who don't know who you are, have no, you know, who are just like...
No context, no bearing.
Yeah, okay, I'll come, yeah. Okay. Did you like it? Yeah. One of the things that my parents' friends say... If they've come to a show and I haven't done well in it, it's one of my least favorite things in the world.
Oh. Can I guess it?
Yes.
I can't believe you can remember all of that. Is
exactly.
That it?
How do you remember it all? I just don't know how you remember it all. David.
As unfortunate as it is, I couldn't possibly have done it without the 8-watch penalty that Tim so graciously added to your original 52. So thank you /sorry for your suffering. Quick disclaimer, I meant to send this to you about 5 or 6 weeks ago, but time got away from me. Better late than never. Dude, you sent this months ago, unfortunately.
We live that life.
Don't worry, it's almost over. Per your advice, I still haven't watched any of the movies, mostly because I'm waiting for the opportune moment to play the drinking games alongside them. Whoops. But alas... I've not the time. Well, I suppose my rambling has gone far enough. Thank you, Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery, for the countless hours of love and laughter. And a thank you in advance for any more content you plan to provide to your loving and sadistic fans. Sorry I couldn't toss you any dosh. I'll try to hashtag pay the boys soon. Dude, you already have. Lots of hugs and kisses from your boy in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Say it loud and proud if this gets read on the Friend Zone. Otherwise, don't you dare say it. Randy Ribakowicz.
Go you Bucks.
P.S. My girlfriend and I have been dying to catch either one of your shows. We even planned a small vacation just to catch one of the last Worst Idea of All Time live shows, but sadly we were too busy. But old guy Mont in the States, there's still a glimmer of hope. I'm determined to get myself to NZ at some point in the future where I hope to shake the loving yet firm hand of the great Tim Batt. So I guess you expect to see me one day? I don't really know where I was going with that thought. Adios.
Yeah, boy.
What a legend.
That's a lovely message. One
here. I wish you nothing but the best of luck with your career as a Spanish teacher. I had a Spanish teacher once, and she was cool. I called her Fifi.
Yeah.
She didn't like it very much.
Her
name was Fiona.
For good luck. Spanish for good luck. Hey, guys and Tims. I've been a huge fan of your podcast since I discovered it last summer.
That's funny. It's a good intro.
And I have to say that your cheery voices and suffering for the good of mankind really helped me get through my last semester of university, as well as the month following, searching for a job and my recent breakup. Your podcast is quite possibly the greatest thing that I have here, and I still have a bit more to go. Congrats on Tim's marriage, and best wishes to you both in your future endeavors, listening in the snowy tundra that is Calgary, Alberta, Canada, David Curry. Thank you, David.
David Curry. He's named after delicious food, but with the first name David.
That's right.
It freaked me out when you said congrats on the marriage because I am not wearing my ring. And I was like, fuck, I've lost it.
You are still married.
I haven't lost it. It's getting resized. Thanks for checking, David.
Also, I've got a message here from a New Zealand listener. I can tell because they've attached a photo with a New Zealand license plate on it. But the van is a golden van. On the back, it says Gold Star Heat Pumps. And the caption that is attached is, good to see dick full of diamonds is still going after the business went into liquidation. Which I love. Obviously, a lot of chatter about Cynthia Nixon running for New York governor, which we love.
I wonder what her chances are. I wonder if she'll win.
I think she's got a pretty good chance.
Really? She's got no political background, right?
I've got two more messages to get through. What do you reckon?
Mate, I want to hear one of them and not the other one.
I think you want to hear both.
No, just one. Yeah, I want both.
Okay. Hello, Timbo and Guy Guy. I thought it was about time I told you boys how bloody fantastic you are.
Yeah, about time someone talked about how bloody fantastic we are.
I've been listening to your insanity since about halfway through season one. Across the years, I've listened and re-listened to you boys whenever my life hasn't been going great.
Aww.
There's something quite comforting about hearing two people going insane while you cry in bed eating cheesecake. At the moment, I can't afford to pay the boys, but know that some money will show up when I finally get a paycheck. Thanks for your endless hours of gold. That comes from Brooke, whose last name I will not say.
Good on you. But you mentioned Dave Curry's last name.
Well, he wrote his full name at the end of the message.
God.
In Tauranga, New Zealand.
Beautiful Tauranga. This is where everyone moved to.
It is beautiful.
Now that Auckland's too expensive.
And here is the final message for this friend zone. This man is responsible for pain. Man, I did not expect when suggesting Breen for the Deciders Club that it would lead to multiple episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Good on you guys.
Can you just hit pause for a second?
You're fighting the good fight.
Explain what he's talking about.
For the uninitiated, on the Patreon, Tim and I, after sort of dabbling with what sort of movies to watch and how to watch them, have wound up settling on a rhythm of watching Neil Breen, who is sort of this terrifying Tommy Wiseau-esque visionary who has self-funded and released several movies.
He's originally an architect from Las Vegas, and he decided to get into the film industry.
He's a terrifying man. Fateful Findings, I believe, was the movie that sort of put him on the map. He featured at some sort of film festival, and it was like, in the same way The Room was so uniquely bad, it was of interest. This guy did the same thing, but he's done it over and over, and it is not good.
They are fascinating projects. Anyway, so what we were doing originally, Patreon is the website where some people can give us money on an ongoing basis, a little fiver, you know, monthly or what have you. And if you give a certain tier, we throw it to you guys to tell us what to watch and review for an episode. And someone put us onto this Breen fella, and we said, stop the voting, everyone. We've got to consume more Breen. We've got to get through the Breen machine.
That's right. And we are currently in the Tumblr, and it is savage. Anyway, Chris then goes on to offer assistance if we need help finding
the movies?
Copies of his work, yeah.
Oh, we do.
He says his older films are quite difficult to find. He basically did a short run of them, then stopped distributing them when he was beginning to work on Fateful Findings. If you need help, let me know. Thank you so much, Chris, for putting us in this prison and then offering us snacks while inside of it, you absolute pig of a man. And thank you to everyone who's still with us on our journey into adulthood as Tim navigates marriage without a wedding ring and I
puberty.
Navigate puberty.
Can I address a message to the pig dog? We do need a hand with finding those movies because they are mighty hard to come by now.
That's right.
Neil Breen went to so much trouble to make them and then he hid them.
And rightly so. Anyhow, I've got to get out of here. I've got a game of football to play, Tim.
Oh, okay. We've all got shit to do, guy.
What have you got to do?
Absolutely nothing.
Party on.
Okay, thanks, everybody. We'll catch you really soon, and you can enjoy more of our Patreon givings on this very stream. Goodbye.
Well, it's the Friend Zone, with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone, with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.